we go. Retrograde.
Wait. Hair. Okay.
When you see a choreographed dance in person, it's easy to recognize the skill and planning it took to carry out everything perfectly as it was planned. But what if on top of learned choreography, you had to prepare to react to unexpected movement by others?
You're watching choreography in there, but a lot of what we're doing is improvised. We never actually dance to a piece of music.
Joanna Mendel-Shaw is the artistic director of the Equus Projects. The reason in part the dancers have to be prepared to think on their feet is that they're used to working with horses, who are fairly unpredictable dance partners.
Totally. I do want to say I think you've got plenty of material.
So we've devised a huge repertory of devices for creating incredibly legible choreography that we can do with an animal. So I might say, every time the horse moves his ears, I'm going to do this movement. And if it's the right ear, I'll do it this way. And if it's the left ear, I'll do it this way.
Based in New York, Shaw started the Equus Projects in 1999 and has since created commissioned works in 16 states and in Europe. In addition to being professional dancers, Shaw and the four dancers performing this weekend all have horsemanship training. If you've never seen it before, it's hard to picture exactly what performing with horses looks like.
Oh my God!
Shaw says it's a combination of responding to the horse's movement and asking the horses themselves to move. It comes down to what she calls physical listening.
You work with a horse, you need to pay attention to reading their bodies. What are their ears doing? Can you sense how they're breathing? Are they relaxed? Are they frightened?
I should be clear that the Equus Projects won't be bringing horses into downtown Rhinelander this weekend, but they have created choreography inspired by their previous work with horses, specifically for Art Starts Gallery, and they'll be improvising throughout the performance.
You will have audience, so when you run around, you have a run around there.
Yeah.
We may want to slow down what's happening on the table because you're not going to make it that fast.
Something unique to the performance being done in Rhinelander is that Rhinelander-based artist Jaron Childs is collaborating on the project by creating complex soundscapes through a mix of open-source field recordings, his own recordings, and other composers' work. There will be four or five different scores during the performance.
And I layered them up so that they repeat, and there's a small click in each of them, so it kind of meters out the piece of it.
This is the epitome of great collaboration. It really is. It's when both of you get it. You don't have to do a lot of explaining. You've probably heard this. This Kaja.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
This could work.
For the opening?
Okay. Yes.
Each time the Equus Projects perform, it's a little bit different. Whether there are horses or not, whether they're outside in a rural landscape or inside in an art gallery, the improvisation and the music and the presence of the audience all impact the performance. Part of that is the feeling you're left with at the end of the performance.
So do you leave the audience with a question, or do you leave them with a statement? And I just don't know.
I think you leave them with a statement.
A statement.
The way things are in the world right now.
Say again?
Say the way things are in the world right now.
Leave it with a statement.
Yeah.
The song they're using for the finale includes recordings that Childs did of his own children, making lists of objects they see. It all ties in with Shaw's idea of the importance of paying attention to what's going on around you.
Bones, cars, ships, flowers, lights, cactuses, record players.
We feel that we're gently demonstrating a way of being in the world that would be really beneficial at this point.
Blankets, pillows, chairs, coffee tables, buckets.
The Equus Projects will perform The Breaking Ring in the gallery space at Art Start in downtown Rhinelander tonight and Saturday night starting at 7 p.m. and again on Sunday at 2 p.m. There will be post-performance discussions after all performances. This event is a co-presentation between the Warehouse Arts Center in Eagle River and Art Start in Rhinelander. You can find out more information about the Equus Projects at our website, wxpr.org. This story was funded in part by a grant from the Wisconsin Humanities Council, with funds from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the state of Wisconsin. I'm Mackenzie Martin, and you're listening to WXPR News.